This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Today's edition of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Enigma Fishing. Cast, catch, repeat. And visit Anderson.com, South Carolina's bright spot and home to beautiful Lake Hartwell. And by the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world and the Super Bowl of bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster. And use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. The South Carolina swing wrapped up last week at Winya Bay out of Georgetown, although more than half the field was making the run up to the Cooper River some 100 miles away. One of those guys was Stetson Blaylock, who notched his first Bassmaster Elite Series win with a 9-ounce win over Alabama's Scott Canterbury. Canterbury charged with 16-2. On Sunday, one of the biggest bags of the week. And with just 9-3 on Sunday, Blaylock thought that he may have left the door open a bit too much. But he hung on for the win and is in the winner's circle segment later on in the show. Another week, another rookie leading the AOY, thus the ROY standings. Patrick Walters is tied with Scott Canterbury atop the Angler of the Year standings with 360 points in what is shaping up as a great race that won't be settled until St. Clair in September. Patrick is coming up as well. But we're going to lead things off today with Ronnie Moore from Bassmaster Live with thoughts on where we are at the halfway point of the season. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. It's a Heading for Texas edition of Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster Magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for a chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shyrock. One winner will receive round-trip domestic airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money. Our winner will also take home a Phoenix 618 Pro XP with a Mercury 150, plus a Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging, a Rigid Industries deck lighting system, and backup kit, gear from Abu Garcia, Bob's Machine, and more, and a Field & Stream $500 gift card. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for more information.
Make plans now to attend the $1 million Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife at legendary Lake Fork in Emery, Texas, May 2nd through 6th. This is a bucket list event for all fishing fans and a critical event on the Bassmaster Elite Series, with the winner taking home $100,000 and an automatic invitation to the 2020 Bassmaster Classic. All events will take place at the Sabine River Authority in Quitman, Texas, with an incredible outdoors expo scheduled for Saturday and Sunday of the event, live music from the Mercury Concert Series, and activities for the whole family. Visit Bassmaster.com for more information.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a 6-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, that is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network. What better way to get the show started today than Ronnie Moore? I mean, he's a Carolinas guy. I'm sure he watched with great interest to see some of the guys that emerged at Hartwell and at Winnebae. And he joins us now to talk about it as we approach the halfway point of the season. And what I would refer to as a major, to use a golf term, with Texas Fest coming up, it's like a major for sure. Ronnie joins us now. Ronnie, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. I don't know if this is the best way to start off the show, but we're going to definitely give it a go.
Well, it was a fun deal, and I was at Hartwell, and I didn't get to go to Winnebae, but it was a fun deal to see the way these guys fished and how, you know, some real local knowledge came into play in both of those places. But on a bigger picture, man, I mean, we had Drew Cook leading the Rookie of the Year and the Angler of the Year going into this past week. Now it's Patrick Walters. We've got rookies. We've got newcomers. We've got veterans. Bill Lowen is sitting at number 8. John Cruz, number 9 in the AOI standings. We've got a winner and Rick Klun, a legend like that. What, you know, Mark Menendez is fishing well. What an incredible mix this is here halfway through the season.
It has been, certainly. I mean, you get bona fide rookies. You've got new guys to the Elite Series. You have veterans. You even have younger guys on the Elite Series that have been here for a while. It's definitely an amazing mix of guys. And the fact that we've changed Angler of the Year leads every event. Rick Klun obviously was the leader after the first event, and then Chris Johnson took over after Lanier, and then you had Drew Cook take over after Hartwell, and then Patrick Walters take over after Winnebae. It's going to be like that throughout the rest of the year, I guarantee it, because we have some smallmouth guys lingering down 5th through 15th and 5th through the top 20, and I think that you'll see them as Texas Fest evolves, and then you go to Gunnersville, and then you go up to the 2 New York lakes, and then we ended at St. Clair. I wouldn't doubt it if we had 3 or 4 more Angler of the Year changes before it's all settled.
And let's give Scott Canterbury some love, too, because technically, I mean, he's tied in points with Patrick Walters. I think the deal is total weight, which is a little bit unfair because obviously the different kind of fisheries that we fish so far, but it really doesn't matter at this particular point. Canterbury's right there at 360 points as well. Stetson Blaylock off a second and a first has jumped up into third place. And how would you like to be Chris Johnson? You're 6th in the points in the Angler of the Year, and you're not even the highest Johnston on the list.
They're going to have some words if they keep going back and forth in the Angler of the Year standings all year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and it's been an exciting run-up. What was your thoughts going back to Winnebae? You fished there and so on, and of course the guys went out of Georgetown, and most of the field ran to the Cooper River. I know some guys ran, you know, 500, 600, 700 miles, you know, cumulative for the week. What was your thoughts on the way that thing unfolded and, you know, and what the total weights ended up being?
I was very impressed. I mean, it was very consistent with the prior event we had there in 2016, with the winning weight being 51 pounds basically for Stetson Blaylock, and I think it was 55 when Britt Myers won. But overall, like, we were lacking a couple 7s and 8 pounders, but the weight seemed better this year. That doesn't make sense for fans maybe listening, but the weight seemed better top to bottom this year. We were just missing 3 to 4 7-plus pounders, which made the weights look better in 2016, if you get what I'm saying. So right. There was just a lot more solid fish caught. Maybe not the Giants with, you know, that Jason Williams 6'10 being the big fish for the event. You know, so missing out on a couple Giants, but overall a lot more limits caught. Instead of 50% of the field catching a limit over the first 2 days, it seemed it was like 80% of the field caught a limit. So I think the guys who ran were able to catch numbers, and then the guys who stayed were able to find that limit. You know, and given all the conditions that the fishery has been under with all the hurricanes and flooding and tidal influence and how just 2 weeks prior, just like the Bassmaster Classic, I'm getting phone calls, hey, are we going to move the Classic? No, it's going to be fine. And then it was fine. And then, hey, are we going to move Winnebae and cancel it? No, everything's going to be fine. So I think it's impressive with the extreme conditions it was under for it to fish out the way it did. And, hey, it gave some hope. 4 of the top 10 stayed close. 6 of the top 10 ran to the Cooper River. So it was a good split there, and obviously the top dog stayed close, and the next best guy made the run and had that opportunity at a big bag on the final day, which is all you can ask for from Scott Canterbury.
Yeah, and now we have got, of course, this weekend, the Bass Nation, the TNT Fireworks Bass Nation Central Regional is on Gunnersville. Gunnersville comes up in a few weeks on the Elite Series as well. And, of course, Texas Fest at Lake Fork is going to be an absolute slab fest as well. I mean, we've got some big fish places coming up. Chickamauga on the Eastern Opens, an event that's coming up at the end of May that I'm looking forward to as well. So it's going to be some stunning footage, certainly, on live here in the next few events.
Hey, I put it in perspective for some of the guys that were maybe worried about Winyabe or concerned if they were going to catch any big ones. I said, hey, everybody needs a tough derby. Winyabe might be that, but hey, there are much tougher fisheries other than Winyabe, because on our schedule, we have a bunch of good ones. So, you know, it's almost like you can't tolerate it, but you can definitely understand, hey, if I could just grind it out through this one, the rest of the events are going to be wide open. Fork is going to be awesome with some big fish there, obviously. You always, don't worry about jinxing it, because what I say on a phone call or a prediction has no bearing on what a fishery is doing, so I'm not worried about jinxing it, but I think there's going to be some big fish caught and some big weights at the top of the leaderboard for sure. All the anglers are excited. Even Fort Gibson, it's going to present some challenges, but it's a place we've been to from the Opens and the Elite Series in past years. And I think that Muskogee's a fishing town, so they're going to show up big. And then, like you said, Gunnersville, then we go to Cayuga and St. Lawrence and St. Clair. So I think, to be honest, we could threaten the century mark three times, and that's at max. You know, Fort could break the century mark. St. Lawrence has been close the last few years in the 90s. It would be amazing if one day it broke through and got to 100, all smallmouth. St. Clair, it's only a three-day event, but I could see it being like Mille Lacs weights, you know, where it's 20-plus a day and you're in the 70s for 3 days. And then, you know, Gunnersville in the summer, June on Gunnersville, they should be out there positioned where we're used to for ledge tournaments. So it's been a great year already, a lot of storylines and a lot more to be had, especially with how tight the angler of the year battle is.
And I got to be honest with you, I grew up fishing Cayuga Lake. That's where I cut my teeth. That's where I learned how to bass fish. It's a great fishery for that, because you can go mid-lake and fish smallmouth over humps and things like that, or you can fish the grass in the north end of the lake and learn how to, you know, pitch and do all of those things that you do as a grass fisherman as well. Now, there's not going to be a 100-pound deal, but there's going to be an incredible number of limits in 18 and 20-pound bags. I think you're going to find it'll be a tight deal, and there'll be it could be as much as 80 pounds, 75 pound to 80 pound deal in a mixed bag there. So it's going to be, you know, don't sell Cayuga short.
No, Cayuga is definitely going to have, I enjoy going there every single time, and it's been different. The two times we went there was dominated by largemouth completely.
Yeah.
The first time we went there, and then the second time we saw some guys sight fishing for smallmouth and catching them. It'll be later in the year when we're going now, or it'll be like a month later and a month earlier than the time we went before, I believe. So it'll be maybe a mix of both, but definitely some moving on the board. You got some Texas guys near that 40 cut. That's kind of the classic cut line. You know, the top 39 in the Angler of the Year standings make the classic, and then the winner of Texas Fest, so possibly the top 40 minimum from the Elite. And sitting in that 40 spot is Keith Combs, and he's going to be one that we'll have to watch at Texas Fest, and Ray Hanselman in 29th. And so some of these Texas guys are licking their lips. Lee Livesey is definitely going to be one to look at. And he's sitting there outside the top 10 in points and still in the hunt for rookie of the year as well. So we have a lot of stuff going on. And every single time an event happens, I always sit back on Monday or Sunday night and I kind of just exhale all my thoughts for the week. And it's like, hey, this was a really good event this week. Even the people, even the anglers fishing Winyabe, the long run, the stressful situations, there was no people bad-mouthing it. It was all positive, and it was interesting. It was more of a challenge and a test. And I think it's good to see some of those guys. The best in the world can catch them when they're biting, but the best in the world can catch them when they're not biting or when it's strenuous conditions. So it's good to always see that, and so they can flex their muscles and say, hey, we still are the best in the world.
Well, check out Bassmaster.com, all the great videos and so on. Ronnie working on a lot of that stuff. He's the one that edits all of that and gets it up there for you. And, of course, on Bassmaster Live. And can't wait for that to pick up at Texas Fest for sure. Ronnie Moore has been our guest. Ronnie, appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, Tom.
All right, coming up next, Patrick Walters, he leads Angler of the Year. He leads Rookie of the Year, just like Drew Cook last week. We'll talk to Patrick Walters this week next, right here, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Soukhan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder, unless they're a Bassmaster fan too. Make plans now to attend the $1 million Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife at legendary Lake Fork in Emery, Texas, May 2nd through 6th. This is a bucket list event for all fishing fans and a critical event on the Bassmaster Elite Series, with the winner taking home $100,000 and an automatic invitation to the 2020 Bassmaster Classic. All events will take place at the Sabine River Authority in Quitman, Texas, with an incredible outdoors expo scheduled for Saturday and Sunday of the event, live music from the Mercury Concert Series, and activities for the whole family. Visit Bassmaster.com for more information.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Last week we talked to Drew Cook because, you know, he was leading both the AOI and the ROI, Rookie of the Year and the Angler of the Year standings. Well, it's Patrick Walters that is leading both the Angler of the Year and the Rookie of the Year. Man, this group of rookies is pretty good. Patrick is tied with Scott Canterbury, 360 points. They're about 19 points ahead of Stetson Blaylock, who goes 2-1 in South Carolina as well. Of course, Patrick Walters, a South Carolina dude, and he was on his home waters. He anchored my fantasy team and did a great job with that. I appreciate it. And he joins us now. Patrick, welcome in. How are you, man?
Man, I am fantastic. Thank you guys for having me. You know, if I'm getting called by you guys, that means you're doing something right.
Well, at the halfway point, if you're leading the Rookie of the Year and the Angler of the Year, you're going to get a phone call. That is for sure. And by the way, can I just say this? I saw your little, you know, in the truck deal with Dave Mercer, my friend Dave Mercer. Don't let him give you any crap about the whole tucking in the shirt thing. If you got the body for it, I think it's a great look. Mercer just feels like that because guys like Mercer and me, who have our physiques, we can't go tucked in shirt, okay? So couldn't go tucked in shirt back in the day. So you know what? Rock it if you can do it, man. I think it's a great look. It's a very neat and clean look.
Man, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to keep on rolling with it.
You did that in college. I remember seeing pictures of you in a college series going that route.
Oh, I've always done it. I've done it before high school. Tell you the truth, I don't know. I feel uncomfortable without an untucked shirt. Yeah. I'll be at the house, just working around the house, and I still tuck my shirt in. It's just out of the way. You're not getting caught up in anything. I don't know. I've always done it for some reason. It's like putting a belt on, you know, when if you forget your belt that for one day, you just feel uncomfortable. It's like, gosh, I can't believe I forgot my belt. It's the same way with the tucked shirt. Tuck it in.
They said that Michael Jordan was responsible for the shorts getting longer in the NBA. You know, maybe you're going to start something here. You keep being on top of the Angler of the Year deal, and maybe some of the other guys are going to say, you know what? You know, because right now I think it's just Rick Klund, and he's like 100 years old. So we love Rick, but I mean, yeah, he's the only guy left that's doing it. But, you know, maybe you'll start a little trend. You know, guys will start rocking it the way you do. And those shorts are not Tommy Biffle short. They're short, but they're not Tommy Biffle short. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're not that tight. They're not that short nor that tight. But, yeah, I mean, it's all about that mobility. I'm telling you, I hate when them things touch my knees. So short, not too short. It's a good medium length in there.
We have seen local guys do very well. Obviously, Brandon Cobb winning at Hartwell. He calls that his home waters. You know, you're from right over there, South Carolina, along the coast. So that was, home waters for you, basically. Did you feel extra pressure going in, or did you feel good? Like, you know what? I got places I can go that I know are going to produce.
You know, I felt pretty good about it. Tell you the truth, it's not my it is close to home waters, but Santee Cooper is actually what I fish mostly.
Yeah.
I don't fish the Cooper River unless it's the summertime, you know, when the lake bite gets tough. But I had plenty of areas that I've previously fished there, and I felt pretty good about catching fish. I wasn't too worried about that. But after practice started, after the first couple of days, I knew I probably didn't have a chance at winning the tournament because the fish, that the way I like to catch them, I'd have been better off a month prior or a month later for the tournament. So I knew I was just going into this one just to, hey, survive, go there, just catch what you can catch. And I was pretty surprised. I squeaked into the top 10 with what little weight I had. But that just shows you, you know, the bodies of water fished pretty tough this week during the spawn. It's when those fish started spawning, it really kind of it messed them up and had them in a funk with that tidal water.
Did you go to the Cooper or did you mix it up? Or, how did you handle it?
No, I ran to the Cooper all 4 days.
Wow.
I actually... The Cooper River is the one I live about 20 minutes from the Cooper River. I'm about an hour and a half from Georgetown. I even practice all 3 days on the Cooper River. I put all my eggs in that basket. That's what I committed to. That's the river I'm most familiar with. And statistically, it is the better river. It's got more quality fish. It's a stable river. It doesn't flood. It's got grass. It's got everything that truly grows big fish.
We did see Jay Willie stay close to Georgetown, and a few of the other guys were able to do that as well. Talk about the run, though, to the Cooper. Was that, how rough was that, especially going across the open water?
It wasn't too bad the first 2 days. You know, Thursday and Friday wasn't too bad. The main sections of rough waters, right when we blast off out of Georgetown in the Sanpit River, you have to cross Swinyah Bay. It's about a 7-mile stretch of the bay, which it wasn't too bad the first 2 days. And then when you get from there, you have to run the intercoastal for about an hour. And that's always calm, no matter what the wind is, because it's just a canal. It's the intercoastal waterway. And then when you get out of Charleston Harbor, I mean, we're 3 miles from the ocean. And Saturday and Sunday, it really tested your equipment. There was a lot of boat traffic out there. Then the wind picked up. And Sunday was the worst, where you really had to allocate time, where it takes you an hour and 50 minutes to get over there. But how much time is it going to take you to get back where you're not beating your fish up, you're not beating your equipment up, where you can't eat, where you're able to get back? So you're... Well, if I know it takes 150, if it takes an hour and 50 minutes to get back going full speed, you're like, well, I better leave but 2 hours just in case, because you're not going to be able to go 50 mile an hour. There were certain areas where you could only go about 30 or 35 because it was that rough.
That Yamaha took care of you, though, didn't it?
It did. That Yamaha and Falcon, I was blown away. I went over 800 miles round trip. It was 800 plus miles 4 days. That's like heading from South Carolina to Okeechobee in a boat. So when your equipment performs at that level, you know it's right.
Yeah. What was what were the key lures for you in terms of being able to stay on them?
A Zoom Plute Stick and Green Pumpkin was one of my main keys. I caught fish on that every single day, rigging it weightless. And whether it was, I did majority of it rigging it wacky style, and then just on a Texas rig, but with no weight, just kind of flipping it through the grass and around wood. And day two, I caught majority of my fish on a frog. And then day three and four, I kind of mixed it in with like a bladed jig and still falling back on that Plute Stick. But it was just, I was mainly fishing dead-end canals or areas where the fish were spawning and relating to a lot more, just where they were out of the current. Where usually when I'm fishing there, you're fishing the ditches and the hard current places, stuff like that. And where you could see Stetson was fishing, he was just fishing a big sandy. I mean, it's an area of canals that it's where there's still water where the fish can pull in there to spawn. And that's why a lot of people caught them. But it was hard to get them in those areas, so you just mainly had to slow down and pick them apart, because there'd be times you'd fish through an area and not get a single bite, and you'd come back an hour later when the tide's already dropped a foot or so, you could go back in there and catch 15 pounds and 20 casts. So it was definitely a timing deal, and that's kind of what puts you back against the wall. Is when you make a 2-hour run, to the Cooper River and you only have 4 hours to fish, kind of, you don't have too much time to adapt, and you have to fish the tide that's there. You don't get to kind of run around and chase the tide as well as those guys were able to on the other side.
Yeah.
Who stayed in the Winyah Bay area.
Patrick Walters with us. He is the leader in the Angler of the Year, and of course that makes him the leader in the Rookie of the Year as well. Now they throw you a little extra jing, you know, for being the leader in the Angler of the Year at the end of each tournament, but when do you start thinking about it? Are you thinking about it at all? Is it just, oh, look at that, I'm at the top of the list? Or is it, does it change your strategy? Because we talked about this with Drew Cook last week as to whether or not, you know, he would risk it and risk, you know, running into Cooper and then maybe not having a good tournament, or whether or not you want to kind of keep piling up the points, and you know, because you're at that, you know, at the spot halfway through the season.
No, I learned that about 2 years ago when I fished the Opens. My first year ever fishing the Opens, I was blessed. I had a top five finish. I finished fifth at Lake Oneida, and I was like, man, I'm already fifth in points. So there's only two tournaments left. I'm going to just try to be consistent and just lay it up. And I had two 56th place finishes, and I tied for sixth that year and missed the cut to the elites by 2 points. And so after that happened, and I think that was in 16 or 17, there's no more laying it up.
Yeah.
You got to fish for the win every time. Every chance I'm going to risk it every tournament. Because if I fish for the win, two things are either going to happen. Or you have a chance, you're going to put yourself in contention, and you'll still do good in points, or you're going to bomb. But, hey, it's a chance you got to take. You know, if you just go up for the layup in this game, you're going to get passed. So I'm keeping the foot on the gas, and I'm going for it.
Of course, the next one is it's akin to a major, if you will, if I'm going to use a golf term, on the Elite Tour. It'll be the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest coming up at Lake Fork, which is going to be an absolute meat fest. We'll talk about that in a moment, but I saw you at the Harris Chain. I'm fishing the Eastern Opens myself, and I saw you at the Harris Chain. I assume we'll see you at Chick as well coming up later on in May. You're fishing the Eastern Opens, is that right? Not the Centrals, just the Easterns?
Just the Easterns, but definitely going to be there. It's going to be a busy month of May, because when I head to Texas Fest, I'm packing the boat up, putting the camper on the truck, and I'm heading to Texas, and then we have a week off, and then we have the tournament in Oklahoma on Fort Gibson, and I'm going to stay out there for that whole period of time. And then once that tournament's over on Fort Gibson in Oklahoma, I'm going straight to Tennessee to fish Chick. Those are back-to-back tournaments, so it's going to be a solid month. Fishing. I'm looking forward to it.
Could be some big fish caught, huh? I mean, between Lake Fork and Chick. I don't know as much about Fort Gibson, but I know there's some slobs in Lake Fork, obviously, and in Chick. So we're going from 10, 12, 13-pound-a-day type tournaments to you better have 20 and change probably to make any noise in these deals.
Definitely. It's going to be some big fish caught, and those are going to be the ones that are going to be fun to watch, because there's going to be a lot of setting the hook going on. And hey, the truth, I just love setting the hook.
And you do a great job with it, that's for sure. Well, congratulations on a great start to the season. Don't let anybody untuck your shirt. You just keep rocking that look. And good luck at Texas Fest. And, you know, it's great to see you leading both the Angler of the Year and the Rookie of the Year. And we'll see. It's going to be a horse race all the way to the end. You look at the guys that are lining up now in the top 15 or so, and everybody's still right there.
Oh, 100%. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great race. And everybody has a chance at it. You know, they're all ROI, it's still going to be a great race. Everybody's good, and that's the thing about it. It's hey, we're only halfway through the season. We have a lot of fishing left to do, and don't put Stetson out of it. He's on a roll now. Last time they had the TDVC on Fork, he finished second there, so he's going to some waters he knows, he's pretty familiar with. So I'm pretty excited about the year. That's what's just going to make it interesting, and that's what makes it more glorifying if you do get the opportunity to get a chance at that win. So hey, like I said, we're just going to keep the foot on the gas, and we're going for it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And speaking of Stetson, he's coming up next, so we better get out of here on this one. Patrick Walters has been our guest. Patrick, appreciate you. Hopefully, for your sake, we'll be talking again, maybe in a Winter Circle interview coming up in the next few weeks. Who knows?
Hey, hopefully so. Tom, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right, man, guys. Thank you. There you go. Our leader in the Angler of the Year, basically at the halfway point, Patrick Walters. All right, Stetson Blaylock, he is coming up next in the Winter Circle. We'll talk to him right after this. Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for a chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shyrock. One winner will receive round-trip domestic airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money. Our winner will also take home a Phoenix 618 Pro XP with a Mercury 150, plus a Lorraine Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging, a Rigid Industries deck lighting system and backup kit, gear from Abu Garcia, Bob's Machine, and more. And a Field & Stream $500 gift card. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for more information.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
As fishermen, one of the things we love to do is proudly display our sponsors' logos on a beautifully designed tournament jersey. And the jersey of choice for Bassmaster Radio, Enigma Fishing, and Elite Pros Jesse Tacarante, John Cruz, and more are the ones that are made by Valley Fashions. So whether outfitting just yourself or an entire high school or college team, make Valley Fashions your first stop. Quality is unsurpassed. Timely delivery was a priority. And the pricing is better than you think. Do what the pros do. Visit VFOutdoors.com. That's VFOutdoors.com. And make Valley Fashions part of your team.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a six-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, that is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing.
Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Sukan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And as promised, it's time now for our Winner's Circle interview. And in the Winner's Circle is one Mr. Stetson Blaylock. It's been a long time coming. I mean, he won on the FLW Tour in 2009. Been very competitive along the way in both the Opens and in the Elites. And now in his third year in the Elites, he's got the Blue Trophy. And he joins us now. Stetson, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Do you take the Blue Trophy like around with you and stuff? I know you're doing your thing with the Ultimate Match Fishing this weekend. No rest for the weary. Did you take it with you to just kind of like put it on the front deck so like Keith Combs and the other competitors could just look at it?
You know, I know for me, we follow each other pretty closely. And, I think just winning, it's enough. It's funny. My boy, he's six and he's asked me every tournament, did you get a Blue Trophy? Did you get a Blue Trophy? And I'm like, no, not this week. And then, you know, at Hartwell, they were there and finished second there. And when I walked off the stage, the very first thing he said was, did we get the trophy this time?
Oh, man.
And I said, no. I said, no, buddy, not this time. And so that was absolutely the most special thing for me, without a doubt, was him being there and me getting to, you know, look at him and tell him that we got the trophy this time.
Your whole family there too. I mean, your wife, daughter, I mean, and this is like totally different, I would imagine, back in 09 when you won. You're like, yeah, this is no big deal, I'll be doing this all the time. And these things are hard to win, you know. It reminds me of like Dan Marino in the Super Bowl. Yeah, these things are really tough to win. But what a different guy you are with your whole family up on stage with you, you know, in 2019 as opposed to 2009.
Absolutely. Yeah, we if I remember correctly, me and Lindsay weren't even married then. We didn't get married till that fall. And so yes, we had been together for several years. Yes, we were, you know, already pretty much family, but it's just different when you have kids and when they look up to you and they know what you're doing, they know what your job is, and they know how hard that you work and how much sacrifice that not only you have to give up, but them also. And as a family, it's just, it's a lot of challenging times and a lot of hard fought battles to finally come out victorious and get that trophy that you worked so hard for. It's pretty special.
Stetson Blaylock with us talking about his win coming at Winya Bay. And it's, you know, as he said, coming off of a second place finish at Hartwell. So South Carolina, very good to him. And, you know, with an eighth place finish at Lanier as well. I mean, look, if it was just a little stronger at the St. John's, you'd probably be sitting on top of that AOI. But you're right there with these other guys. It feels like it's going to be a race for St. Clair here the rest of the way.
You know, it's one of those things that you can always look back and say, yeah, if I would have or I should have. And I had some great opportunities in Florida that I let get away. But that bad finish and that bad start, I think, is part of what sparked, you know, the last three tournaments. Just, you know, getting the mindset of, I'm not going to let this happen again. We're not going to have a year like this. And just, you know, putting your head down and not worrying about, you know, what you've done the last couple of years and how poorly that I've fished and how I started the year this year. And you can't look at those, you know, those bad tournaments and bad years and judge yourself and your performances by that. You just got to keep your head down and, you know, stay focused, stay positive, and, you know, let your fishing do the talking and just work your way back in.
Take us back to Winya Bay now on Sunday, because, you know, you're sitting there, you got Corey Johnson right there with you, and you know, you're coming in. It's you had that huge bag on day three, 17-15 on day three. I think it was the biggest bag of the tournament. And then here you are on Sunday coming in with 9-3, and it's got to feel like you got nothing when you're coming in. How concerned are you at that point in time that maybe this thing has slipped through your hands, not knowing that Scott Canterbury came busting up the list at you, as opposed to Corey or Jay Willie or any of those guys?
Yeah, I think you can, for the people that watched Bass Live all day Saturday or all day Sunday, and for when you see this show, you're going to think, man, that guy had no idea. And that's it. I mean, that it was the weirdest championship Sunday that I've ever fished, just because I really thought by about 10:30, and I didn't have them in the bag, that I had given the tournament away. And it wasn't until we were standing there in the weigh-in line and getting ready to pull our boats through in front of the stage that I realized that everybody struggled except one, and that there was going to be two or three of us within ounces of each other. And, you know, you start doing that math in your head and thinking about all the fish that you lost and the ones that you know, I passed up some bed fish that would have helped me a little bit, and just looking for bigger fish, thinking I needed so much more weight. It's pretty crazy to fish all day thinking you had given it away, and then to stand there at the end and go, wow, this actually really might happen. It's a crazy feeling to not go out there and shut the door early and just know you've got it won, but yet you struggle all day long and you have to persevere through so many small fish and just not getting those quality bites and just the demons in your head telling you that it's over and that, you know, not, you know, look what you did again. And, you know, you had an opportunity and let it slip through your fingers. It's just so rewarding to come in and see that, not that everybody struggled, but that, you know, there is still hope. And then to win that tournament that, you know, you struggled so hard on that final day, it feels so good to not let that one slip away.
Stetson Blaylock with us talking about the victory at Winya Bay. Let's talk about how you got it done as well. Do a little technique of the week here with you. You gave us some great topwater action. I mean, we saw on live some tremendous topwater action, but you did most of your damage with the Yum Dinger. Talk about how you rig it and, you know, how you like to use, you know, what kind of line you're using, whether you're, you know, how much of a leader and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was using a 5-inch green pumpkin yum dinger, and I mean it's the most basic of the basic rig that you can throw. I put a 1/32nd tungsten nail in the end of it. I have an O-ring on it, and I was using a 1/0 Gamakatsu G Finesse, a drop shot hook, and then on one rig, and then I had the new weedless wacky finesse hook on the other. And I was throwing that on. I usually throw it on 8, but I was throwing it around a lot of cover, so I was throwing it on 10-pound Seaguar and Vizx fluorocarbon, about a 7-foot leader. I choose to throw a shorter leader when I'm fishing shallow. Mm-hmm. And then I had that tied to 20-pound Seaguar Smackdown braid. I was throwing the new Flash Green. And let me tell you, that combination is deadly. And I was throwing it on a 610 medium light spinning rod. And the reason I choose that softer rod is just because you don't really know what's going to happen when you hook one of those fish. And I want to be able to I want my rod to do the fighting. We, you know, 13 Fishing has an awesome new 610 medium light, Envy Black, and it is bad to the bone when it comes to fishing that wacky rig around cover. And just being able to have the rig, have the confidence, and get some bites, and it all works together in your favor. It just really builds the confidence in what you're using.
And that Seaguar Flash Green line, I've used that some just recently. It's amazing how good you can see it. I thought it was just me, you know, like I'm getting old, I'm 58, and I can't see anymore, and I can't hardly see the darker green line. But apparently this is something that a lot of guys, even younger guys like you, you know, deal with, and that Flash Green is really something.
Yeah, the whole key to that bright line is just being able to keep in not in contact with it, but actually visualize where that line is at. I'll watch my line a lot. When I skip a wacky worm around up in that shallow cover, I'm going to lay that line on the water and watch it. And a lot of times you'll see it pop, or you'll see it jump, or you'll see it fall in a certain speed, and then it'll stop. And all those are, you know, key signs that one bit it or one has it. And there's no telling how many fish I've caught that I never even felt them bite, but I saw my line move. Mm. And so that Flash Green is a huge key to being successful with that wacky worm.
Why the O-ring? A lot of guys debate it. They do you go O-ring? Do you go, you know, just stick the worm? But why do you like the O-ring?
I personally like it, one, because you go through fewer baits. Two, because when you have a nail in it, it falls straight to the bottom and your hook point's standing up. And to me, it's a little bit less, it's a little bit more weedless. And to me, it hooks fish a lot better.
So you're kind of hopping that along then if you have that nail weight in it. It's not like you're fishing it fast back like you would floating or without a, you know, without a, any weight.
No, and I think that's a key, you know, has been a big key to my success over the last, not only Hartwell and Winya Bay, but also my first day at Lanier. I caught a really nice stringer the first day, and all of them were on that, and it's the exact same rig, exact same setup, and I think that biggest key to that is that rate of fall. A lot mm-hmm. of guys, you know, opt to fish it slower, and they feel like they get more bites when it's falling a lot slower. But I'm the opposite. I like that bait to get down there and get down there fast.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you're not going to be running much 8 or 10-pound leaders and spinning gear and stuff like this when you get to Lake Fork for Texas Fest, which is going to be a meat fest. Could be a 100-pound tournament. You've had success at this lake. You've had success at Fort Gibson, which I think you had a second or something like that in an open there. So you've had success on these lakes, these bodies of water that are coming up. You've got to feel pretty good as you get ready to head a little bit, at least stay in the central time zone here, coming up in the next couple of events.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it to me, I've always been a guy that doesn't look too far ahead. You know, I want to take it one day at a time, one event at a time. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm focusing on this ultimate match fishing deal before I even start thinking about Fork. And as mm-hmm. soon as it's over, as soon as I'm done here, you know, my focus will immediately go to Fork and preparing for that place. And I know I've got a lot of history there. I've spent a lot of time on that lake, and that doesn't mean you're going to catch them, but the comfort level's there coming off of a win, a second place, another top 10. You know, I'm really, really comfortable in the way things have been going, and just Fort Gibson, even Gunnersville, those places are I'm familiar with. And it's just, it's just better when you kind of have some idea what's going on and what to expect. And I'm ready to go. Can't wait.
All right, finally, we know you're a country boy. I mean, we saw the piece on you as far as how you grew up and how much you love to hunt and fish and where you live in Arkansas in the woods and all that good stuff. We see the cowboy Chevrolet on your jersey. Where is the Stetson hat? I mean, where is the Stetson sponsorship for Stetson Blaylock? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's funny because I grew up, you know, riding horses, and that was what I wanted to be, was a cowboy. And as soon as I started fishing, I hung that idea and that lifestyle up, and I've never turned back. You know, a lot of my family still has horses and rides and rodeos and all that, but for me, it's not what I want to do. You know, my name definitely fits that lifestyle a little bit better, but I think it's something that kind of, you know, it's kind of different over here. You don't see very many of me over here, so I feel like, you know, you can be a really good fisherman, and it just helps a little bit to have a different name. And so I definitely came from a history of wearing cowboy hats, but man, it's just not for me.
All right, man. Well, we're going to have to think long and hard. We're going to have to put this guy on a fantasy team maybe when they get over to Forkball. Good luck with the ultimate match fishing thing. When will that air, by the way? Do we have any idea when that airs?
I'm not 100% sure. It probably will be later this summer.
All right. Well, good luck with that. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll look forward to maybe talking to you again in another Winter Circle interview before the year is out. Stetson Blaylock has been our guest. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go. Stetson Blaylock. It's a good guy right there. All right. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster Magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
As fishermen, one of the things we love to do is proudly display our sponsors' logos on a beautifully designed tournament jersey. And the jersey of choice for Bassmaster Radio, Enigma Fishing, and Elite Pros Jesse Tacarante, John Cruz, and more are the ones that are made by Valley Fashions. So whether outfitting just yourself or an entire high school or college team, make Valley Fashions your first stop. Quality is unsurpassed. Timely delivery was a priority. And the pricing is better than you think. Do what the pros do. Visit VFOutdoors.com. That's VFOutdoors.com. And make Valley Fashions part of your team.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we add this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com now to sign up and play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175 Pro XS. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card, which is another great reason to become a member of BASS today. You can sign up for Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing at BassmasterFantasy.com.
While at the site, click on Sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shryock. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and a $500 gift card from Field & Stream. Plus, a prize package including a Phoenix 618 Pro XP bass boat with a Mercury 150, Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging 3-in-1, Rigid Industries Boat Deck Light Kit and Backup Kit, PowerPole $500 gift certificate, plus gear from Abu Garcia, Berkeley, and Spiderwire, and a Bob's Machine Trolling Motor upgrade package and apparel. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. And congratulations to Kurt May of Willis, Texas. He's going smallmouth fishing this summer on the St. Lawrence River with Chris and Trey Zaldane after winning our last sweepstakes. Oh, and he won a prize package worth over $40,000 as well. Let's take a look now at the upcoming tournament schedule. The BassPro.com Central Open at Smith Lake is coming up April 25th through 27th at Lewis Smith Lake in Jasper, Alabama. The Carhartt Bassmaster College Series is at Bull Shoals Lake, presented by Bass Pro Shops, also April 25th through the 27th. The Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Central Open, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, is at Norfolk Lake in Mountain Home, Arkansas, April the 28th. And then the biggie, Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, is at Lake Fork, May 2nd through the 6th. Now, if you're interested in having a front row seat to an elite event, priority registration is open now for the Bassmaster Marshall Program. Visit bassmaster.com/elite for more information. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest that you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.